Welcome to the Renal Diet Headquarters podcast with your host, Mathia Ford, CEO of Renal Diet Headquarters. This is our weekly talk about how you can succeed with a kidney diet. Brought to you by RenalDietHQ.com, a website whose mission is to be the most valued resource on kidney disease that people can use to improve their health.
Kidney failure comes with a host of challenges that are very specific. One of these is the issue of fluid intake. In most cases, with other illnesses, doctors recommend that patients drink more water, as much water as possible. With kidney failure, specifically in end-stage kidney disease, the opposite is true, and renal patients have to avoid excess fluid intake. This can be a tough issue to balance. One of the main functions of the kidneys is to flush out excess fluid, as well as waste and other byproducts. When they're not functioning properly or at their full potential, they're unable to flush out the excess fluid and other toxins, which can lead to a host of very uncomfortable and potentially dangerous adverse effects. Typically, fluid restrictions are given in the later stages of kidney disease, such as in the case of end-stage renal failure. Especially if you're on dialysis, you will likely be given fluid restrictions. This is all to keep you safe and comfortable. You might be wondering about who I am and why I'm qualified to talk about this. If you're someone living with chronic kidney disease, I've got great news for you. Hello, I'm Mathia Ford, a registered dietitian nutritionist specializing in chronic kidney disease and owner of RenalDietHQ.com. I specialize in helping people just like you improve their health by making simple yet delicious changes to your meals. Together, we could transform your eating habits, boost your overall well-being, and ensure that you're enjoying every bite along the way. Say goodbye to bland and boring meals and say hello to a healthier, more vibrant life. Let's get started on this incredible journey to better health together. Visit RenalDietHQ.com today and take the first step towards a healthier lifestyle. Understanding how to effectively manage your fluid intake is crucial, especially when dealing with kidney disorders. You're about to dig into the details of fluid intake guidelines tailored for renal health and learn how to navigate through the nuances of managing fluid restrictions. This discussion will equip you with the knowledge needed to maintain optimal hydration levels while ensuring your kidneys aren't overburdened, providing a balance that's vital for your overall well-being. And I want to remind you that at stages 1 through 3 into 4, unless you're given a fluid restriction, you really should aim to drink more fluid. That's what I'm going to talk about in a few minutes. Fluid intake guidelines for individuals with CKD play a crucial role in maintaining kidney function and overall health. Discrepancies in recommendations from different health authorities highlight the complexity of managing daily fluid intake in CKD. The National Kidney Foundation, which is a U.S.-based organization, advises a daily water intake of 3 liters for men and 2.2 liters for women with CKD. This recommendation takes into account factors like age, weight, and physical activity level. Sufficient water intake helps prevent recurrent dehydration and supports kidney function by promoting optimal renal blood flow and waste elimination. On the other hand, French health authorities suggest a more conservative guideline of 1.5 liters of water, with a suggestion to adjust this amount according to thirst and urine excretion. This approach aims to prevent fluid overload and strain on the kidneys, particularly in advanced stages of CKD, where the kidney's ability to excrete excess fluids may be compromised. Individualization is key when determining liquid intake in CKD. Factors such as the stage of kidney disease, coexisting medical conditions, and prescribed medications can influence the appropriate amounts of fluid to consume. Consulting a healthcare professional, like ideally a nephrologist or registered dietitian, is essential to tailor fluid intake recommendations based on individual needs. Managing fluid restrictions demands a thoughtful approach to maintain hydration while safeguarding renal function. Firstly, adhere to patient care guidelines tailored to your specific stage of CKD. Monitoring your liquid intake diligently, considering not only beverages, but also extra water content in foods. Opt for small, frequent sips rather than large gulps, helping control thirst while avoiding overload. Choose foods with lower salt content, like always, to mitigate fluid retention. Measure and track your fluid intake if you're concerned, utilizing tools like a water bottle with predefined measurements. Lastly, keep an open line of communication with your healthcare team to address any concerns or fluctuations in your condition effectively. First of all, it's imperative that you follow your doctor's order first and foremost. Nothing from me on the internet is going to tell you specifically what to do for your individual condition. Your doctor's familiar with your specific case and will let you know if you need to follow any restriction. If you're concerned about your fluid intake or you're given restrictions, you should have a discussion with your doctor. No information, again, that you get from a book or internet can replace your own doctor's advice. If you are under strict fluid restrictions, you also need to be wary of fluids that are found in foods. After all, the water content of some foods, such as grapes and other fruit, can be significant. I have a link in the description to more information about fluid in foods. Sodium is a huge factor when it comes to fluid retention, so make sure you're being extra vigilant about sodium if you're on a fluid-restricted diet. Maintaining appropriate water intake is crucial for individuals with kidney failure or end-stage renal disease who undergo dialysis, as achieving the right balance helps manage fluid retention, overall support health, and optimize effectiveness of dialysis treatments. Optimal fluid intake is a critical consideration for dialysis patients to prevent complications associated with fluid overload. Basically, you can't excrete any of the fluid that you bring in, so you have to wait for your dialysis session to remove that fluid, so you want to limit the amount that you drink in between sessions. The National Kidney Foundation recommends a general guideline of limiting intake to around 32 ounces of fluid, about 1 liter per day for most dialysis patients. But again, your doctor will give you specific numbers. This restriction is essential because compromised kidney function in end-stage renal disease often leads to reduced liters of urine output, resulting in fluid retention and potential strain on the heart and other organs. Adhering to this recommended limit aids in controlling blood pressure, avoiding edema, and reducing the risk of electrolyte imbalances. However, individuals' needs and fluid allowance can vary based on factors such as body weight, sweat output, and the type of dialysis being administered. Regular communication with your healthcare providers, especially nephrologists and dietitians, is crucial to fine-tune fluid restrictions to the patient's specific condition and requirements. This collaborative approach ensures that dialysis patients maintain a healthy body fluid balance while optimizing the efficacy of their treatments. Fluid restrictions bear immense significance in the care of dialysis patients, primarily due to the potential complications arising when you get too much fluid. When compromised kidneys fail to effectively eliminate excess fluid, fluid accumulation can lead to edema, which is fluid on your body, your extremities, your ankles, your feet, elevated blood pressure, and strain on the heart. This not only heightens the risk of cardiovascular events, but also can result in a pulmonary congestion, which is fluid in your lungs, causing difficulty in breathing. Moreover, fluid overload can undermine the efficiency of dialysis treatments, leading to inadequate toxin removal and electrolyte disturbances. Basically, you have a certain amount of time on the machine, and if they can't get all the fluid off and you have some still left over, then that becomes a problem as you maintain that over periods of time. Adhering to prescribed fluid limits helps prevent these complications by maintaining that delicate balance between fluid intake and output. By controlling fluid intake, dialysis patients can better manage blood pressure, reduce stress on the cardiovascular system, and enhance overall well-being. Collaborating with healthcare professionals, renal patients can gain insights into their individual fluid needs, allowing for that personalized approach, which is always important, to fluid management that maximizes the benefits of dialysis while minimizing the risks associated with too much fluid. You're probably aware that hydration is vital for health. Did you know it's possible to overdo it? Overhydration can lead to a condition known as hyponatremia, where your body's sodium level drops dangerously low. It's crucial for you to understand the risk factors of hyponatremia and learn how to balance your hydration needs. This is especially important with CKD. Hyponatremia poses specific risks for chronic kidney disease patients due to impaired kidney function. As kidneys struggle to regulate fluid and electrolyte balance, sodium levels may drop. Excessive fluid intake, common among renal patients unaware of their restricted capacity to excrete them, can dilute sodium. Certain medications like diuretics further impact your sodium balance. Renal patients are prone to syndrome of inappropriate antidiuretic hormone, SIADH, it's called often, I wonder why, causing water retention and hyponatremia. Concurrent conditions like heart failure and liver disease also increase the risk of SIADH. Vigilance in managing fluid intake in medications, along with regular medical monitoring, is crucial to mitigate hyponatremia's dangerous consequences in CKD patients. Let's talk about those complications. CKD patients experiencing hyponatremia may display symptoms like confusion, fatigue, headache, nausea, muscle cramps. And in my experience with people, it can also cause some balance issues, shakiness, and overall generalized inability to feel stable. In severe cases, loss of consciousness, seizures, hallucinations, and even coma can occur due to brain swelling resulting from the shift in electrolyte balance. Complications of hyponatremia in CKD patients are numerous and potentially grave. It can exacerbate fluid retention, leading to edema, swelling, and worsened hypertension, high blood pressure, cognitive disturbances, your brain function, and falls due to altered mental states pose additional risks, especially in the elderly. Hyponatremia can disrupt the heart's electrical signaling, potentially causing irregular heartbeats and worsening cardiovascular health. To mitigate these dangers, CKD patients must diligently adhere to sodium and fluid intake guidelines, communicate symptoms promptly to your healthcare providers, and work closely with medical professionals to address this electrolyte imbalance to ensure their overall well-being. Many of you may know that my father has chronic kidney disease. He's in stage 3. He's 93 years old. And recently we had an experience where he got sick and felt bad. So he was drinking a little more and not eating as much, which caused his sodium levels to get really low. And what we experienced was his just generally shakiness, unstable, not feeling well at all. And so we ended up calling his doctor. We got labs. We found out his sodium was really low. So we started to actually take steps to try to increase that, which was getting him to eat a little better and doing some Gatorades and other sources of a little bit of sodium so that he would not have continued with that condition. And we were able to actually turn it around in a couple days, but it did take a little time. So I just warn you that hyponatremia can occur by drinking too much fluid. It can occur by not eating enough. It can occur for lots of things. So when you notice these symptoms, you really need to communicate with your physician or your healthcare provider to try to mitigate the complications and potential risks. We were very fortunate that he was able to take care of it at home and we caught it in time. Let's talk about the best hydrating beverages and how to effectively manage your fluid plan. It's crucial you're well informed about which drinks offer top-notch hydration without exacerbating your condition, as well as how much and when you should be consuming them. For individuals with kidney disease navigating fluid restrictions, selecting the right hydrating beverages is vital. Optimal choices include plain water, herbal teas, and diluted fruit juices. These options offer hydration without excessive fluid intake. Herbal teas like chamomile or peppermint are caffeine-free and gentle on the kidneys. Diluted fruit juices provide flavor and nutrients with reduced sugar content. It's essential to avoid high sodium and sugary beverages such as regular soft drinks and energy drinks, which can exacerbate fluid retention and the strain on the kidneys. There are many beverage options that doctors will ask you to completely avoid due to many factors. Also, you should always follow your doctor's advice and ask him or her for a list of good hydration options for you. Lemonade is generally considered safe for kidney disease patients. Make sure to make your own lemonade or choose all natural versions. A Kool-Aid type lemonade isn't real and instead adds a bunch of additives and chemicals to your body. So you want to try to just do lemon juice, a little sweetener, and water. Cranberries have long been touted for their positive effects on the kidneys. Just make sure you're choosing 100% juice and not the juice cocktail. If you're on a very strict fluid restriction, you may find yourself thirsty, but have very few options to do anything about it. Ice chips are a good way to help with dry mouth and can help you feel less thirsty. Frozen juice popsicles, such as orange or cranberry juice pops, are also great options for wetting your mouth when it gets too dry. With orange juice, just be careful with the amount of potassium and phosphorus if you're concerned about those levels. Consulting your healthcare provider or dietitian for personalized guidance on fluid intake and beverage choices tailored to your kidney health function is paramount for maintaining both hydration and overall kidney health. Kidney patients should steer clear of certain beverages to safeguard their kidney health. High sodium drinks like regular soft drinks, sports drinks, and some bottled teas can elevate blood pressure and worsen fluid retention. Caffeinated beverages like coffee and certain teas can prompt dehydration and overwork the kidneys. Alcoholic drinks pose risks interfering with medication effectiveness and potentially harming your kidney function. Sugary beverages like fruit juices and sweetened sodas can lead to unhealthy weight gain and blood sugar spikes, impacting your overall health. Energy drinks laden with caffeine and stimulants should be avoided due to potential harm to the heart and kidneys. It's crucial for kidney patients to prioritize hydrating options, adhere to their fluid restrictions, and consult healthcare providers and dietitians for personalized advice on beverage choices that support their kidney well-being. Sodium restriction is paramount in preventing fluid overload among dialysis patients. High sodium concentration can lead to water retention and exacerbate fluid imbalances, which can cause additional kidney damage. By controlling sodium intake, dialysis patients can help maintain a healthier fluid balance and reduce the risk of related complications. To manage sodium intake, patients should carefully read food labels and choose low sodium options. Fresh whole foods are preferred over processed ones, as the latter often contain hidden sodium. Rinsing canned vegetables or choosing low sodium versions can also help minimize sodium consumption. Cooking at home with herbs, spices, and salt substitutes instead of table salt can enhance flavor without excess sodium. Foods to limit or avoid include canned soups, processed meats, pickled foods, packaged snacks, and high sodium condiments. Dining out less frequently can also assist in maintaining sodium control, as restaurant meals tend to be higher in sodium content. Managing fluid intake is a critical aspect for individuals dealing with kidney disorders. I'm talking about comprehensive insights into fluid intake guidelines, managing fluid restrictions, monitoring hydration, and making appropriate beverage choices. By understanding the significance of tailored fluid intake based on specific kidney conditions, individuals can maintain optimal hydration levels while preventing complications associated with fluid overload. Adhering to recommended guidelines, collaborating with healthcare professionals, and remaining vigilant about dehydration symptoms are key steps to preserving your health. Ultimately, informed decisions about diet, hydration, and lifestyle can significantly contribute to the well-being of those navigating the challenges of kidney disorders. And in the description below, I've linked the article that talks more in depth about all these topics.
You've been listening to the Renal Diet Headquarters podcast. Head on over to the website at www.renaldiethq.com/go/email to sign up for our email list and get exciting updates every week on what is happening. Thanks, and we will talk to you again next week.